It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I like this. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Reese and K-Mac going with you. Could rejoin the A-Town.
Yeah.
That was nice.
We got the Earl Reese.
What it do, what it does.
We got the firm, Pam Thompson. I can see your future, Smith. What's up, Pamela?
It's bright. Good morning.
Doing what you do. Make sure you check us out. You can get to us on our YouTube page. We're streaming live off our YouTube page. We're having a good time out there. Make sure you guys go out there and check it out. People out chiming in. The chat is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Chat is hot. It's about to get hotter in this studio in just a second because we're going to talk about something. I don't think everybody's going to like this. Mm. A-Town, what you got for me?
Is that the Adam in the chat?
That is Adam in the chat.
I saw that commercial. I don't know if you saw that Draymond commercial. That was interesting marketing. I'll say that. But
yeah, there you go.
the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Which one seed won't make it through the weekend? UConn, UNC, Purdue, or Houston? And 39% are saying Houston.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's a toss up for me between Purdue and Houston.
Like okay. Okay.
I think UConn is going to be close, but I think they'll make it.
Yeah.
I think they'll make it. For me, my pick is going to be Houston or Purdue.
Right.
See, they haven't been challenged by anybody. I think they've been winning by 15 points or more, and they are that good. I mean, the UConn, they are that good, but you got to be good that day.
That's it.
Because somebody may have the tools, the game plan against them to make it real tough on them.
Yes.
To make it tough on them.
Anyway, we have to see.
So, I mentioned this briefly, and we just talked about it off mic, and we found this poll, thanks Kendrick, and put this out. There's a poll that was out. It says they're ranking the Sweet 16 coaches that are currently coaching, that are, coaching this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they ranked them by coach and by team. Okay? The rankings, I'll just cut to the chase. According to this, the four weakest coaches in the Sweet 16 are all of the ACC coaches.
Mm. Yeah.
Hubert Davis, 13. John Shire, 14. Mm. Brad Brunell from Clemson, 15. And dead last, Coach Kevin Keys.
But did they even list him on
the
show?
He's on there. He just got cut off.
He's number 16.
I mean,
and I always see his name on the chart.
What's worse, you don't make a Sweet 16 list?
Or you get cut off.
They only put 15 in? They don't even mention you?
That's bad.
Now, that's beyond disrespect.
But this is disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Why don't you go through? You want to just go through?
Yeah. Calvin Sampson, University of Houston, number one.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that.
He's
a Hall of Fame coach right now.
Mark Few probably
number two. Gonzaga.
He's probably.
I don't disagree with that.
Over the period of time, I think he should be number one on this list.
True, because he ain't new to the party.
No,
right,
he's been consistent.
Yeah. He's been consistent over a long period of time. Yeah.
So we got Nate Oates. I skipped one.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Hurley.
Late to the party because of what happened the last couple of years.
Late to the party is the understatement. He just showed up yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Then we have Nate Oates from the University of
Elvis. Which I don't understand that one.
I love the story. I love the backstory and all of the. I mean, that's cool for a Hallmark film.
Right.
But you're talking about the best coaches in the Sweet 16. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
I got choked up, Hallmark.
I mean, that's cool, but this is a different conversation. Yeah. Matt Painter for Purdue.
Okay, so.
Consistently mediocre, so what?
Yeah.
Those are the facts. Brian Dutcher from San Diego State.
Never heard of him.
Huh? Like, who's that?
I didn't even know that was the coach's name.
I know. If you'd have said that, who did you coach for? I'm like, so because they were in the Final Four last year, that's why. Oh, the Sweet 16, he should be at, no. I'm talking about, okay.
Greg McDermott, Creighton. Yeah.
Now,
he deserves to be on this list.
He deserves to be higher, I think. Brian need to be lower than that. Go ahead.
Tommy Lowe.
Never heard of him.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you crazy.
I mean, I know who he is. But he's Arizona coach.
Right.
But come on now.
What reason? Were you hard, boy?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying what people are thinking.
Like,
that's true. Rick Barnes from Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay.
He deserves to be on this list.
Higher.
Yeah, much higher than nine.
I mean, think about this. He did it in Clemson a little bit, but definitely went to the Final Four in Texas. Now he got Tennessee on the verge of going back to Final Four. That's three schools he's been involved with.
TJ Otzelberger.
Say his last name.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're going to be UConn. That's the Alabama State coach.
Okay.
We call him T.O.
T.J.
Call him T.O.
T.J.O.
T.J.O. T.J.O.
What you got? Yeah, then we have Shaka Smart.
Who deserves to be high on his list.
Deserves
much
to be
higher.
Yeah.
And then number 12, we got Brad Underwood for Illinois. Mm.
You know what? It's interesting. Think about him. He's been consistent. He hasn't been to the big party often, but he's been having Illinois close to the top of the Big Ten for a long period of time. Matter of fact, a lot of people looking at him to move to some other schools, but they feel out of jobs. But he's a guy that was on the hot list to go to another school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And then our coaches are
our four
the bottom four. So here's I don't like it. I'm starting to see a trend and a pattern here. Mm. I'm going to stop short of a conspiracy, but it is outright, flat-out hate.
Yeah.
It's the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Yep.
This year was so blatantly obvious, it's almost embarrassing. Yeah. Right? And we proved you wrong this year. Mm-hmm. So, but it's still this sentiment out there that all of the things that people say about the ACC, about being a power basketball conference, are unwarranted.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, we somehow didn't earn it or deserve it. We're proving that we do deserve it, number one.
Absolutely.
Right now, because we're here. But now you get polls and stuff like this that come out. Now you're trying to say, well, yeah, but they don't really, you know, all the other coaches are better.
Right.
What?
But you know who I blame for this stuff, seriously?
Who?
What happened?
What's his name? Jim Phillips?
The commissioner?
I blame him for all this.
Okay, talk to me.
Sankey, real quick. Is Sankey the SEC?
Talk to me. Yeah. Greg Sankey.
Yeah.
Powerhouse.
You know why? Because he out there promoting the SEC every time you open his damn mouth.
He was purposeful about making this transition.
True. Right. Mm-hmm.
He was purposeful about making it. And he talked to every team in his conference about, we will focus on this. And we will make basketball a priority. And here we are.
And I can't think of a better time. Jim Phillips needs to be on TV every day talking about the ACC.
Yeah.
Every day. And we got 14.
Proud
let me tell you what we're doing. We should have Pitt in, whatever. I blame him. It's all about that narrative.
Have every soundbite you could imagine.
The narrative associated with, you got to promote your damn league.
Yeah, have we heard from him since October?
Right. I can't think of
no.
I can't think.
Have we?
Matt, I can't think of a better time to do it. Ooh. But that's why FSU and Clemson like, man, I may bounce.
We are being attacked. And I say we because we are ACC.
Yeah, but you got to go out and like, hey, I can't think of a better time to be on the forefront.
That's true.
So anyway, that's my two cents. Yeah.
Great two cents. Yeah. I was just saying we haven't really heard from him since October. Now he comes around then.
But he's a choir commissioner. That guy, the SEC.
Yeah, he ain't no quiet about that now.
No.
Outside of Biden, Trump, hey, I see him. He on team. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look. This is how national coverage works.
Well, yeah.
Hey, look. Let's talk about the election. Let's talk about Palestine.
Yeah.
And
Greg Sankey.
And the SEC.
And the SEC.
Straight up. Yeah.
Roll damn time.
Roll damn time. I'm just telling you.
I mean, but here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why? We ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
That's my point, Matt.
We ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Who you got? Who you got real quick? Tonight.
Tonight?
Tar Heels.
Tar Heels.
I'm going with the Heels. They're going to struggle, but I'm going with the Heels.
I'm going with the Heels, too.
I'm going with the Heels.
Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.